92KQRS, Strawberry Alarm Clock from 1967. It's a quarter before six. Just before that, new album, Those Dangerous Gentlemen, the KQ exclusive from the James Harmon Band. My Baby's Gone was the name of that one. 2 degrees below zero for the high today. Right now, 13 degrees below zero, 23 below with the wind chill factor. And here's Bruce Hornsby in the range at KQ.
We can make it happen.
92KQRS Chicago. That's Dialogue from Chicago 5 out of 1972. Before that, Bruce Hornsby in the Range. The album called The Way It Is. That was the title track off compact disc. Coming up next hour, I'll be listening for some Knickerbockers, some Stabilizers, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Fleetwood Mac, some Michael Bolton. That's all coming up next hour, as well as some real bad news. We'll have a worse date next hour, and Terry Train will check the traffic for us. It's all coming up.
So, Bill, how's work? You get that big raise yet?
Some raise. I have worked so hard for that business, and they only gave me 5%.
You're kidding. You know, it sounds like you should become a Prudential representative like me. Nobody puts a ceiling on my income. Mm-hmm. And the more business I do, the more money I make. Why not look into it? You know, Prudential's having a career seminar in town soon.
How much does it cost?
Seminar's free.
Free? Great. But I'm not sure I want to work for another company, even the Prudential. I want to start my own business.
Being a Prudential rep is like having your own business. You decide when you work, and you benefit from your efforts. The seminar will tell you all about it.
Where'd you say that seminar was?
For the time and place of the Prudential's free career seminar, call 1-800-522-1774. If you've got ambition, business savvy, and good people skills, this could be the career for you. So call now, 1-800-522-1774. That's 1-800-522-1774.
So, listening to the radio again when you should be working. Yeah, I know. You're in the car. What else can you do? With a Cellular One car phone, plenty. Like getting your while you were out messages while you're still out. Or arranging an important meeting. Or relaying the results of an important meeting. Or even closing a deal. Listen to me. With Cellular One, you can turn the time you spend driving around into time well spent.
Now, for just $19.88 a month, you can have a Cellular One car phone and more. Because this special offer includes a multi-featured Cellular One car phone, 36 months parts and labor warranty, plus your first year's insurance. Just $19.88 a month on a 39-month lease with option to buy. Down payment and airtime charges extra. Call Carphone, C-A-R-F-O-N-E, for details.
So what are you waiting for? Another commercial?
Cellular One. Standard equipment on the road to success.
It's express lunch at Bennigan's. Lunch is served in 15 minutes or your food is free. And look who's here to check it out. Sir, you look like you know a lot about going fast.
Very glad to be here. I love Bennigan's. It's great. It's my favorite restaurant. I go to Bennigan's all the time. Bennigan's gives me any food item on the menu in 15 minutes or it's free. That's right, free. So I go to Bennigan's for express lunch. And the food is very delicious and the prices are good too. And if I'm in a rush, I go to Bennigan's for express lunch. Lunch in 15 minutes or your food is free.
There you have it. Express lunch weekdays at Bennigan's. Any food item on Bennigan's delicious menu served to you in 15 minutes or it's served free.
You said a mouthful.
I said express lunch.
You said a mouthful. Believe me, I know a mouthful when I hear one.
Don't forget, Bennigan's Valentine's Day weekend, February 12th through 14th. You get two dinners plus an appetizer and sundae to share for just $8.95 each.
Where else you gonna get it? Get a taste of this. Bennigan's, get the best of it. For every appetite, it's treated right.
Just after 6 o'clock, KQRS FM, KQRS AM, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We have 13 degrees below zero, 26 below with the wind chill factor, and a high of 2 today. Here's Terry Train for KQRS at Metro Traffic Control.
This update is brought to you by Goodyear. Traffic just beginning to build across town westbound between Cedar Avenue and 35W, light to moderate, moving along at 55 miles per hour. Also, across town eastbound to North 18, a stall on the rampway. Emergency vehicles are heading to the scene to help out. And in Plymouth, the railroad impedance meters are stuck in the down position.
Stop arms to everybody else.
That's at Zachary and 53rd Avenue. The only place you can get a Goodyear certified auto technician to service your car is at a participating Minneapolis St. Paul Goodyear retailer. Look for the red, white, and blue certified auto service sign.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Did you know what those were?
What?
The railroad impedance meters.
Impedance? Yeah. I know what impedance is. Like you impede the flow of the show.
Hey!
So you're kind of an impedance meter.
Hey, I don't like that.
You'll get over it eventually.
Kind of cold out this. Cold enough for
you? You know, I'm so sick of this weather. Get the hell out of here.
The weather, or me?
No, not you, the weather. I am sick to death of this weather.
Saturday, it'll be 25, and I don't think it'll get this cold again. It's just getting too late in the year.
Oh, yes, it will. It'll snow again because it'll be warm, and then it'll get cold again.
Well, snowing's fine.
Yeah, look, exactly.
I don't care. 15, 20 degrees, that's fine. But this stuff, you know, we're talking, what has it been, 30 below for the past 3 months?
Or so.
Hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I lying? Did you guys see that deal last night on the guy that sent the hate mail all over?
I saw it on the news.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, what'd he do?
This guy sent like 100,000 hate letters to people all over the state of Minnesota for the past 14 years.
Just people at random or?
No, anybody that he thought that was trying to, like, dilute the Scandinavian race, is, I guess, how he. That's what he said.
Really?
So if they're marrying out of their Scandinavian roots, you'd send them a letter or what?
And that doesn't mean, you know, just like, you know, mixed races or it's mixed everything. If they, wait a minute, you're thinking of marrying an Italian? Oh, I better write you a letter. Honest to God, this guy wrote like 100,000 letters. He's going to be on Channel 4 tonight. I got to watch him.
So what'd they do to him? Anything?
No, they can't do anything to him. He didn't break any laws. You believe? Now there's a law. You can't do that. You can't do that anymore, which means my mail's going to be a thrill from now on. No, he didn't do. He didn't like threaten anybody or anything. I guess he did kind of harass them, but he didn't threaten anybody. But this guy would write him letters like, "Satan is on the prowl."
Oh, no.
Okay, Satan's on the prowl because of who I'm marrying. Is that right? Okay, whatever you say, pal. So I want to see this guy. He's going to be on Channel 4 tonight.
Gotta watch for that.
I'm telling you, you got to see this. It's the greatest thing in history.
I wonder
okay?
what he looks like.
Your dad.
My dad. You know, I'll bet it was him.
Are you Scandinavian?
Some, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, some. You've already diluted
that. That's right.
I'm diluted.
You didn't get a letter?
No, I didn't get a letter.
Well, here's your dad, as a matter of fact, on page 17A of the Star and Tribune. He's got a hood on with his hand. Oh, no, that's Floyd Carlton, a Panamanian pilot.
Floyd Carlton.
Floyd Carlton. That's exactly right. Oh, here's a great picture, too. Metro State News shows a Marine recruiter talking to a kid with a mohawk.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's a great picture.
What are they going to do to his hair, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, look, we'll save a little dough cutting this kid's hair because it's AFCON already. God, there's a lot of stuff going on, actually. Well, you got to get going, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, in 20 minutes, we'll schmooze with you. Got some real bad news. Talk to you then. 6:06 now, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Schmooze about sports. We'll schmooze about the weather because, as Dan said, it's going to get warmer today. It's going to be, what, 12 today?
No, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
They said it was going to be 12 today.
High near 2 above, if we're lucky.
2 above. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's much better anyway. Anyway, in the next couple of days, this weather's going to go away, and it's not going to come back for a year. Thank you, God. I'm so sick of it here. We'll be right back.
Chevy Hahn Auto Stores, wherever you live, wherever you drive, Chevy Hahn saves you more. We are the pros on your side.
It's February, and that means it's time for Champion Auto Store's anniversary sale. You'll find great prices on everything you need for your car or truck. Like most Champ oil and air filters are on sale now for just $1.99. You can't buy a better filter at any price because all Champ filters meet or exceed new car manufacturer specifications. And right now is the right time to buy Champ filters for just $1.99 during our anniversary sale. Our anniversary sale ends Saturday, February 20th. And while you're shopping at Champion Auto Stores, ask for your free discount coupons to the World of Wheels happening at the St. Paul Civic Center this Friday and Saturday. But hurry, the World of Wheels discount coupons are going fast.
Drive away in a better deal. From Shakopee Ford.
Why buy a used car when you can own a new 88 Ford for less money? This is Steve Sauer, GM at Shakopee Ford. We've made a special purchase of 25 new Festiva LXs. These cars are loaded with equipment like cloth interior, rear defrost, 5-speed transmission, tilt wheel, 4-speaker stereo, tachometer, rust proofing, and much more.
Drive away in a better deal.
They're EPA rated at 43 miles per gallon for super mileage. The best part is they're all on sale for one low price, $69.95. That's only $115 per month with 25% plus tax, license, and fees down for 60 months at 11.5 APR. A new car for only $115 per month, only at Shakopee Ford, located 1 mile west of Canterbury Down in Shakopee.
Shakopee Ford.
It's 6:08 right now, 8 minutes after six. And how'd the Strikers do last night at Dallas?
Lost 3-2.
Don't tell me that. That was about it in local sports action, right?
See, Mike Lynn and 15 of the Viking coaches were supposed to be heading to Hawaii for their week-long staff meetings.
Right.
They were on that flight that was delayed 38 hours.
That's what you get for trying to save some dough, Mikey.
That's right.
Honest to God,
yeah.
They didn't stay there, did they?
Oh, yeah, they waited. I mean, they didn't stay at the airport, but they waited for the flight to go, yeah, 38 hours later.
38 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's such a high-buck operation. They went on a charter.
Yes, an ITA charter.
Oh, God. It's so depressing. I mean, it's a nice deal for a family.
Right.
But you'd think a major corporation like the Vikings.
You mean one that can afford to send their staff to Hawaii for their meetings?
Yeah, that kind. That's the kind. Tonight, Illinois will be taking on the Gophers at Illinois, 7 o'clock. Channel 29's got the game. There's a bunch of sports action this weekend. North Stars taking on Quebec, and the Hockey Gophers taking on Denver a couple of games Friday and Saturday. Both games at 7:35. Few things going on. NBA, I hate when this happens, okay?
What's that?
Boston scores 136 points and I don't get to see it. We'll just run the NBA scores down for you very quickly. New Jersey 93, Chicago 84. Jordan must have had about 2 points.
Or else he wasn't there.
Exactly. Detroit 98, New York 87. Cleveland 118, the Bullets 102. Celts 136, the Spurs 120. The Jazz 93 and Dallas 80, Los Angeles, the Clippers, that is, 101, and Phoenix 95. That franchise is going to fold, isn't it?
If the Clippers beat them.
Honest to God. They lose to the Clippers. And that's about it. Of course, it's the NHL All-Star break. Nothing really scheduled there. And we'll roll back into full-time sports action starting tomorrow.
That's it.
Basically tonight, because of Illinois.
And then Rosie calls us later from Calgary.
He's going to call us in an hour from Calgary, tell us how things are shaping up up in Calgary. He's up there to cover the Olympics for Channel 4 and, of course, KQRS. And he'll be crabby. He's always crabby.
Is it an hour or 2 hours earlier there?
I think just an hour.
Just an hour?
I think it's mountain time there, I believe.
I think you're right.
It's got to be mountain time there. It's 6:11 now, 11 minutes after 6. Here's a brand new forecast.
Two above if we're lucky today for a high under mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, again back down into the deep freeze, as they tell you on TV, 12 to 16 below. Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 12 above. But we're looking for a high of 25 on Saturday. And as Tom mentioned, this will probably be it. It'll be back up to normal coming next week. 25 by Saturday. At the moment, 13 degrees below zero, mostly fair skies.
It'd be the greatest thing that ever happened to the city. Absolutely.
What's that? Getting back to normal?
Just getting back to around 20 degrees would be so fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Coming up in 15 minutes, some real bad news. Then at 6:45, a worst date in the history of the planet. Valentine's Day is coming up this Sunday, so we're covering you. Edenvale Country Club, of course, gave us the prime rib and lobster dinners. We'll be giving away another couple of those coming up about a half an hour from now. It's a KQ $1,000 No Repeat Thursday. Music for this hour, Stabilizers, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Fleetwood Mac, Michael Bolton, The Guess Who, Elvin Bishop, and here to kick it all off, I'll tell you the rules, just in case you don't know. KQ $1,000 No Repeat Thursday, if you hear the same song by the same artist in its entirety twice between right now and midnight tonight, you'll be the first caller of the KQ studio lines 545-ROCK, 545-ROLL to correctly identify that song. You will win $1,000 from 92 KQRS. And as I said, it begins now, kicking it off the Knickerbockers, some KQ classic rock from 1965 with Tom and Dan at KQ.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true. Go, go, go.
92 KQRS, that's Fleetwood Mac and Crosby, Stills and Nash off Compact Digital Disc. Before that, some Stabilizers and the Knickerbockers from 1965. Some KQ Vintage Rock, also off CD. 627, it's 27 minutes after 6. Here with KQ Metro Traffic Control, Terry Train.
This report is brought to you by the Star Tribune newspaper of the Twin Cities. 494 from the Lafayette Freeway to Highway 3. Traffic levels are moderate. Jeff is checking the commute from Golden Valley.
Highway 12 eastbound from Highway 100 into downtown Minneapolis. Traffic is moderate. Speeds are at 50 miles per hour.
And in Roseville, Little Canada this morning, Highway 36 west between 35E and 35W. Traffic levels are moderate. Send a love line to someone you care about on Valentine's Day this Sunday. It'll appear in the Star Tribune love line pages. Call 372-4242. Only $1.99 a line, 3-line minimum.
Time for some real bad news.
The gypsy woman told my mother.
It's from the London Sunday Times. General Hospital, Dallas, and Dynasty may have attracted fanatical followings at their peak, but nothing like India's number one TV soap opera. The country comes to a halt when episodes of Ramayana are shown. When a power outage blacked out the city of Jammu during the show, riots erupted. It's not that Ramayana is such a cliffhanger. In fact, it's one of India's oldest stories, written over 2,000 years ago. It concerns the adventures of the Hindu god king Rama and his wife Sita as they battle an evil stepmother and an evil king. The show is watched so religiously that viewers remove their shoes, light incense, and make offerings of flowers to their TV sets. It was supposed to end in September, but the producer was allowed to extend it another half of a year, another 6 months. Why? To avoid violent protests. Nothing like taking off those old shoes and offering flowers to the set, okay?
My folks used to do it when Lost in Space came on.
Absolutely. Bonanza? Oh, Lord Green. Oh.
You know, he's been dead for 7 dog years now.
At least. God. My story from the Weekly World News is not quite that bizarre. It's a food story, though. A food store in Columbia, South Carolina has a hot new item on its shelves. Potted possum meat. Mm. Listen to the label on the can. This is what it says verbatim, I guess. Picked up fresh daily from one of our superhighways and toted by hand to the back of Leroy's rusted out 68 Ford pickup truck. And then driven to the back of the pig pen for processing in a real sausage grinder.
Yeah. You should have that on Name That Food.
It's too late now.
And you've tipped our hand. Terry, some real bad news, man. It's 6:30 on the nose. We'll be back in a minute and a half with some sports score. How about that?
That's it.
That's about all that's happening. We'll give you the lowdown for the weekend. All the sports coming up and tell you what the weather will be like this weekend also right after this.
Beer presents the 26th annual World of Wheels. See over 250 vehicles, including the most popular cars of yesterday, the modern muscle cars of today, and the future trends of tomorrow. See the world's only Lamborghini Countach limousine and the crash dragster Big Daddy Don Garlick survived in after a 270-mile-an-hour accident. Meet John Lopreno, Cord from TV's One Life to Live on Friday. Wrestling star Nord the Barbarian on Saturday. Billy Warlock, Frankie from TV's Days of Our Lives on Saturday and Sunday. Plus February 88 Playboy Playmate Carrie Connell all 3 days. See the Globe of Death, 2 daredevil motorcyclists racing inside a steel cage. Don't miss the 26th annual World of Wheels Motorsports Expo, brought to you by Schmidt Beer, Friday through Sunday, February 12th through 14th at the St. Paul Civic Center. Advanced discount tickets on sale at Dayton's.
Take advantage of the deals in the Used Car Corral and Automotive Parts Swap Meet. In the heart of downtown Minneapolis is the beat more people are following on the path to their own success. MTI, the Minneapolis Technical Institute, a new $29 million facility that offers its students 46 challenging career paths. Programs in business management, architecture, nursing, data processing, graphic arts, the list goes on. And so do students from MTI. Many now own their own businesses. They're managing offices, building robots, and making very handsome salaries while they're at it. Today's society has become very service-oriented, and MTI is meeting today's job market needs with fresh, energetic, experienced students. MTI, the unique education advantage, a school for the 90s. And the beat more people are following on the path to success. For more information on enrollment and programs, call MTI at 333-1857. That's 333-1857.
Listen to the heartbeat.
During the next 4 years in this country
of America,
we'll spend over $4 billion to improve the shape of our roads. But there's something you can do to help improve their shape right now. Buy a new Chevy Cavalier Coupe and drive it on every road you can find. Because now that Cavalier has been redesigned, its long, lean hood makes the straightaways look even sleeker. Its rounded rear makes the curves look even smoother. Its raked windshield makes the back roads look even more laid back. All of which makes just about any road look even better. The newly restyled Chevy Cavalier Coupe. A great way you can help improve the shape of our country's roads. And for a lot less than $4 billion.
It's 6:33, 27 minutes to 7 o'clock. Strikers lost last night to Dallas in Dallas. They have another game coming up Valentine's Day this Sunday. They take on Cleveland. That's at home, as a matter of fact, 6:35 game time. And basically, that's about it in sports, except I will run down the menu for you. The North Stars take on Quebec 7:35 this Saturday. As we said, the Strikers take on Cleveland 4 Sunday at 6:35 at Met Center. Basically, these are all home games. M hockey team takes on Denver a pair of games Friday and Saturday. Of course, as you know, if they tie one of those games, they lock up the WCHA. The U of M men's basketball team takes on Illinois tonight at Illinois. 7 o'clock is game time. That game's on Channel 29. As I said, 7 o'clock, Illinois and Minnesota. Then Northwestern is in town at 1 o'clock on Saturday. They should be able to win that game, don't you think?
You got to think so.
I would certainly hope so. University of Minnesota women's basketball team is taking on Iowa at Iowa. It's tomorrow night, 7:30, and that is it in sports.
That is it. Our forecast is not looking too good for the next couple of days, but Saturday should be very nice. Look for a high today of 2 degrees of below zero, maybe two above if we're lucky. This afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold, a low of 12 to 16 below. And Friday, partly cloudy and warmer and a high of 12 above. As I mentioned, Saturday, maybe 25. We're at 13 below right now, mostly fair skies.
All right. We're about 10 minutes away from a worst date in the history of the planet. It's Valentine's Day on Sunday, and we've got some prime rib and lobster dinners to give away. Edenvale Country Club supplied those. Thank you very much to them. Then at 7:15, Channel 4's Mark Rosen Sports Update. Rosie calling in from Calgary, and it's probably warmer there than it is here.
Could be.
There is no God. 6:35 now, 25 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's a KQ $1,000 No Repeat Thursday. Got some Guess Who, Elvin Bishop coming up, and here's a KQ exclusive from Michael Bolton off Compact Digital Disc, his CD, The Hunger, Tom and Dan at KQ 92. KQRS sets the Guess Who from 1969, some KQ classic rock. Michael Bolton with a KQ exclusive before that from his CD, The Hunger. 6:43, it's 17 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, a worst date in history.
This is Ray Scott for Leinenkugel's Bock Beer. And this is a special message meant just for you if you've never tried Bock. Bock is a different kind of beer, richer, darker, creamier. It comes out just once a year and is available only for a short time. You can think of it as a change of pace from your regular beer, a taste to anticipate and to remember long after your glass is empty. Leinenkugel's is a very special kind of Bock, an original, one the Leinenkugel people have been brewing for many years. And each year, when it comes out, you can be sure you're getting the very finest product of its kind. Genuine. Now today, right now, Leinenkugel's Bock is back, here where you are, at your favorite bar, tavern, or retail store. In our ads, you'll see a picture of a pencil sticking out of the creamy head in the glass. That's to illustrate how thick and full of character it is. Leinenkugel's genuine Bock beer, a very special kind of taste. Promise yourself you'll try one, and do it soon. Thank you. This is Ray Scott for Leinenkugel's Genuine Bock Beer.
This Valentine's Day, you have three choices. Choice number one, no Valentine, and you suffer the consequences. Choice two, it's the thought that counts, giving the usual flowers and candy, not very original. Or choice three, a gift of 14-karat gold jewelry that lasts a lifetime from Gold Diggers, the gold specialist. Now you say, who can afford that, especially after Christmas? Fact is, Gold Diggers has the perfect gift of gold for about what you'd spend on candy and flowers. Many of the latest 14-karat gold fashions were under 50, 25, even under 10. $10. Gold Diggers prices are 35 to 55% off retail every day. Now through Valentine's Day, save an additional 15%. Or take advantage of Gold Diggers' special purchase 2-for-1 sale. Buy any pair of diamond earrings, get a matching diamond pendant absolutely free. Pendant's carat weight is equal to one earring. Or buy a select 18, 20, or 24-inch herringbone chain and get the matching bracelet free. Plus, free gift wrapping and card. Gold Diggers are conveniently located in City Center, Yorktown Mall, Rosedale, Bonaventure, Rochester, now open in Calhoun Square. Show a little imagination this Valentine's Day with the gift of 14-karat gold from Gold Diggers.
Attention, all trekkers. Don't let the Enterprise fly without you. Weeknight at 6 on KITN-TV Channel 29. Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and the rest of the Enterprise crew will blast you clear across the universe.
That will be quite enough.
There's more than enough action and excitement on Star Trek.
Then, tonight at 7 on Channel 29. Charge Big Ten basketball excitement as the Golden Gophers dive bomb Illinois. If you keep count of all the explosive plays in this game, you'll run out of fingers in the first 5 minutes. Have all your munchies lined up in your chair long before game time, because you don't want to miss a second of this barn burn. We've got Star Trek. The Gophers battle Illinois. Both on Minnesota's number one sports station, KITN-TV.
It's Tom and Dan for Tires Plus, and I get to say this morning.
All right.
Brr, it's cold out there. Did your car start well this morning, or did you hear click, 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 you know, the sound of your car trying to start, but it wouldn't?
That's right. Just think about it. You may have got your car started this time, but what would you have missed if it didn't? Maybe a big meeting, a flight to Hawaii, you know,
wait
who knows?
Wait
38 hours to get there. You better get yourself a new battery. You've got a couple of months ahead of this cold stuff. Well, with any luck, maybe not, but we do need a good battery. Who are you going to call? Tires Plus Stores.
What do you think the plus means? Plus batteries and service. They guarantee the lowest battery prices in the state and will mount it free while you wait. $39.95 for a powerful battery and no more rough starting mornings. So who are you going to call for batteries?
Tires Plus Stores. 19 locations. Watch for the ads in the paper, check the yellow pages, or call the connection at 922-9000 for the one nearest you.
6:47, it's 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day on Sunday. Therefore, we are, of course, celebrating love. Our prize this morning, another fine lobster and prime rib dinner at Edenvale Country Club. Thank you very much to those folks, and here's today's worst day. Dear Tom and Dan, it was to be my first date with Martha, a girl I had recently met at school. While trying to find her house, I got lost twice. When I finally did find the place, my 72 LTD, wasn't it a Gran Torino? My 72 LTD got stuck trying to get up her driveway. No problem. I worked myself free in a matter of minutes. At the door, Martha's mother ushered me in, saying the usual stuff about how nice it was to meet me. She then introduced me to the large man sitting in a chair across the room. Todd, she said, this is my husband, the sheriff.
That's the glory of love.
No name, just my husband, the sheriff. Still sitting, he reached out his huge paw and engulfed my hand, grunting, hello. Mother started asking me questions about our plans for the evening when the sheriff started cleaning his gun, eyeing me all the while. As I told her about going to see Superman the movie,
My eyes were constantly drawn to the metallic boyfriend annihilator in the sheriff's hands. By this time, Martha was ready to leave, but not before the sheriff said, "I think you better be home by 12, Martha." I told him we'd be home by 11:30, if not sooner. As we backed out of the driveway, my wheels spun and I caromed into the snowbank again, this time needing the sheriff's help getting out. Finally, on our way, things went great, until we got lost trying to find Harmar Mall. We drove aimlessly for 45 minutes until we found the place. Martha had to call home and explain our situation. Putting me on the phone, I explained we'd be going to a late show. Her mom offered me the directions to get back to their place. As I listened to the woman babble about 36 and 35E, I couldn't be sure, but I think I heard the sound of a semi-automatic being rapidly cleaned in the background. Probably just my imagination. The movie went great. I got my arm around her about halfway through, and by the time Lex Luthor was foiled, my arm was quite numb. Back at her door, she started fumbling for her keys. A sure sign, the signal for a goodnight kiss. I, of course, obliged her, hurriedly, as I kept waiting for the sheriff to appear. Good nights were said, and as I headed out of her driveway again, I got stuck again. Not wanting to see the sheriff again, I powered my way out. I left, if not entirely happy, at least relieved. After all, I didn't get shot. Signed, Todd Peterson of St. Paul.
You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Slight correction. Signed, Todd Patterson of St. Paul.
A little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
And of course, Todd picks up a dinner for two. We're talking prime rib. We're talking lobster at Edenvale Country Club on Valentine's Day. Your chance to win, of course, coming up tomorrow. Another worst date in the history of the planet, 917 North Lilac Drive, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55422. And we'll cover you. 6:51, it's 9 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's Tom and Dan on a KQ $1,000 No Repeat Thursday with Elvin Bishop at KQ 92. KQRS, that's Yes off Compact Digital Disc, their CD 90125. Before that, Elvin Bishop. It's 7 o'clock here with KQ Metro Traffic Control, Terry Train.
This report is brought to you by the Star Tribune, newspaper of the Twin Cities. 35W southbound stop and go at Stinson because of an earlier accident on the Mississippi River Bridge. A couple of tow trucks are there now. Let's get a check from Unit 7 in Minneapolis.
94 eastbound between the Lowry Tunnel and 35W. Traffic is heavy with average speeds at 45 miles per hour, and I have noticed that some of the exhaust is now freezing on the rampways, causing slippery conditions. Unit 7 from Minneapolis.
The stall is blocking southbound 13 and 55 in the Mendota Bridge, and also Highway 100 southbound just south of 39th Avenue, a hazardous stall there. Send a love line to someone you care about on Valentine's Day this Sunday. It'll appear in the Star Tribune love line pages. Call 372-4242. It's only $1.99 a line, three-line minimum.
Ladies and gentlemen, time once again for the St. Louis Evening World. A real newspaper from St. Louis, ladies and gentlemen. It's on page 3. Who saw Connie Cox when she slashed the neck of Mr. Freddie Scales? Did she really want to kill her guy? She stabbed him in the chest, too.
Okay.
Look out, Hilton. Who saw Aaron Goley when he thrust a gun to the head of lovely Faith Hackney
and took $225 from her. Dirty man, low down. And now, today's winner, ladies and gentlemen, definitely the St. Louis Evening World headline that wins it all. Who sneaked up on Raymond Harris and blasted him in the back of his head with a log twice? Yes, that's the one, ladies and gentlemen. How'd you like to be blasted with a log in the back of the head?
Ouch.
See, it kind of hurt.
Is that their major newspaper?
I think so.
Oh, no.
I think it is. St. Louis Evening World, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder when he blasted him in the back of the head with a log twice. I wonder if his head cracked open until you could see brain.
Down in there.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy. It's 7:03, 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. Tom and Dan will be right back in a minute and a half with a 92-second information update. It's a KQ $1,000 No Repeat Thursday. We got some music from Phil Collins, Moody Blues, Eric Clapton, Peter Himmelman. Coming up next, the Yardbirds from 1965.
When you're on the top of the mountain, you know skiing is the ultimate sport. Announcing Chalet Ski's Ultimate Ski Sale. A clearance within a clearance sale, where we take another 20% off our already clearance priced items. Everything in the store is already 20 to 40% off, and we're taking off an additional 20% during the 5-day only Ultimate Ski Sale. That means the year's best prices on our best brand names like Rossignol, Nordica, Salomon, and Rafi. On skis and boots, pants and parkas, everything in the store, all at our ultimate low price. Saving 20 to 40% is good, but saving an extra 20% is even better. At the ultimate final ski sale at Chalet. The clearance sale within a clearance sale. At the New Age Ski Shop, where great sales are in season.
Chalet Ski, Highway 7, Minnetonka, and North Highway 100, Crystal.
As a kid, I always knew what I wanted. My buddy Joey always had the best. The best bike, all decked out with streamers and playing cards snapping in the breeze. Now that I'm older, you know, successful, I still know what I want. And now I can have it. I can't wait to see Joey's face when he sees the new European driving gloves and the Corvette sweatshirt that I just bought from Fender Vendor. Fender Vendor is a fine motoring gifts and accessory store for adults who are just as crazy about their cars as they were their bikes. Take care of your driving desires at Fender Vendor.
Convenient locations, 50th and France in Edina, and in Minnetonka, Ridge Square South.
It's 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, here with a 92-second information update. Dan Culhane.
The Minnesota House Transportation Committee has recommended a 3-cent hike in the state gasoline tax. Yesterday, the committee approved a Transportation Study Commission. The bill also would increase transportation's share of the motor vehicle excise revenue from 5% up to 35%. In other news, one marijuana cigarette is as harmful as smoking 5 tobacco cigarettes. Key reasons listed in a report by scientists today. A single joint sends 5 times as much carbon monoxide to the lungs, which then restricts oxygen flow to the heart, which can in turn cause coronary heart disease. Scientists say the findings put an end to the popular myth that since marijuana users smoke less than cigarette smokers, they are at a lesser health risk. That study is reported in today's New England Journal of Medicine. A judge in Indianapolis, Indiana, has come under fire for telling a female prosecutor she deserves a bare-bottom spanking for her handling of a drunken driving case. Marion County Judge Richard Sally says he was just kidding, but Chief Prosecutor Stephen Goldsmith was not amused. He says Sally's remarks to Deputy Prosecutor Melinda Haig were sexist, offensive, and intolerable. Police in Miami are investigating the case of a Huggies hustler. They're looking for a man who's walked into 2 convenience stores in the past week and made off with a total of 9 packages of Huggies disposable diapers. So far, authorities have only a description of the suspect, but they know the baby he's in charge of weighs between 12 and 24 pounds because all the stolen diapers have been in that size. And forget Mexico. When in Merrimack, Massachusetts, don't drink the water. A report in Omni magazine shows the Northeast city is the worst area in the U.S. to have a glass of water. Wilmington, Delaware, placed second on the hard-to-swallow list, rounding out the top five, Philadelphia, DuPage County, Illinois, and Brooklyn, New York. KQ satellite weather, look for a high of 2 below today, sunny skies. Tomorrow we could hit 12 to 15 above and then a 25 high on Saturday. Overnight tonight back down, though, 12 to 15 degrees below zero. We're at 13 below right now under partly cloudy skies at KQRS-FM, KQRS-AM, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
KQ92 and Pepsi congratulate Pat O'Leary of Minneapolis, winner of a mini Jeep valued at over $1,000 and a key that may start the KQ Pepsi all-weather, fully loaded Jeep Wrangler 4x4. That's valued at over $15,000. Look for the KQ Pepsi display at participating stores. Pick up a registration blank or send us a postcard to Cars and Cash, 917 North Lilac Drive, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55422. Then tune us in Monday through Friday at 7:10 or a little before, actually. No problem. We'll tell you when to be listening later in the day for your name to be drawn. Today, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Jack, Noontime Nuggets will be drawing a name, and Wally between 3 and 4 this afternoon will also be drawing a name. That's Jack at noon, and Wally between 3 and 4 will be drawing a name, and if you hear your name drawn, you'll have 9 minutes and 20 seconds to call in and win. KQ and Pepsi giving away $1,000 a day in cars and cash. It's 7:08 now, 8 minutes after 7. In about 7 or 8 minutes, Rosie will be calling in from Calgary, giving us the lowdown on the Olympics. Then at 7:45, ladies and gentlemen, your chance to name that food. Coming up musically on a KQ $1,000 No Repeat Thursday, Phil Collins, Moody Blues, some Eric Clapton, Peter Himmelman, the Beatles, the Cars, and here are the Yardbirds from 1965. Some KQ classic rock with Tom and Dan at 92 KQRS.